so many games we could talk about we don't have time to, but maybe you could talk about Woody Hayes, Ohio State, and the most famous field goal in OU history.
Well, I like the kid Vuva Von Schaumann about this field goal. It was a kick that won the game with no time left. The ball could have traveled. It could have been a 60-yard field goal. He would have made it. He kicked the ball that far. It went over the uprights, split the middle. It could easily travel that far, and he'd made it. It was a 40-something-yard field goal. I've told Uva, because he said to me when he's had a few beers, he says, "Coach, that has to be the biggest play in your career." And I said, "Uva, if Billy Sims hadn't hurt his ankle in the first quarter and Thomas Lott hadn't pulled his hamstring in the first quarter, we would have hung a half a hundred on him and we wouldn't have needed your damn field goal. But I'm glad that you were there." I have to knock his blocks out from under him with that, deflate him somewhat. But I joked with him about it, and it was a pressure-packed play. It was a big play to win the game. But truly, we would have hung half a hundred on him. We were late 19-0 early in the game when Billy Sims and Thomas both got hurt. I had to insert a true freshman quarterback. We fumbled the ball and continued to make mistakes and played horrible and let a good Ohio State football team get back in the game, which I truly believe we would have dominated one decisively had not those players got hurt.
Did you have interaction much with Woody Hayes?
No interaction with Woody Hayes. In fact, Woody, before the ball game, there were very few words said. Woody was a hard-nosed coach. He was an intimidating coach. I think it was his philosophy. It was September the 24th, 1977, and I'll never forget the date, because it's Joe Washington's birthday is that day, and that's when little Joe was born. Joe wasn't on this team, but we were on the field to play, and Woody said very little to me. And after the game, the field was mass hysteria. People running on the field, it was Oklahoma fans. It's one of the few games that Ohio State had lost at Columbus. I think that they had a winning streak going for a long time there, and I was looking for Woody, and I saw Woody coming toward me, and all of a sudden, one of our trainers stuck his hands out to shake hands with Woody, and Woody slapped him out of the way. When I saw that, I turned and walked through the crowd a different way, because I didn't know what Woody was going to do to me. Obviously, I shouldn't have done that. Woody was going to shake my hand, congratulate me, and turn and walk away. I often regret that I didn't just continue on and shake his hand and leave. But after witnessing that, I just turned from him. I don't know whether it was repulsed or what my reaction was. I just knew that Woody was very upset, and I was very happy, and I was headed to where my football team was.
So as you became the head coach at OU in 73 and led the team to undefeated seasons that year and the next, you won the national championships 74, 75, and 85. Team won or shared in the Big 8 championship every year from 73 to 80. And during your 16 years as head coach, your teams won 8 of the 13 postseason bowl games they played in, and 54 of your players were selected as All-Americans. How does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel tremendously proud of what my assistant coaches and my players did. In that period of time, we had the winningest team in college football, and it still is today. No one has won like that since Frank Leahy did in the 40s at Notre Dame. We had a great run. I call it great bats, great players. I had outstanding coaches. We all contributed. We enjoyed tremendous success. The end of my career is not what I wanted it to be, but it happened, and I moved on to other things. If those things hadn't happened, I might be still coaching today.